You know, the other interesting announcement with respect to casting was the choice of Thorin.
Yeah.
Oakenshield. And, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to a couple of my colleagues just last week about The Hobbit and you know, how it would appeal to the general populace, the general film populace, and that, you know, the Lord of the Rings had the advantage in one sense in that you had the hobbits, you had the elves, but then you also had the humans as well. You had Viggo Mortensen, and I can tell you that, you know, many a lass has enjoyed these films because of Viggo, and they still to this day love, you know, Viggo can do no wrong in their eyes. So how are they going to be able to create that same mystique, if you will, or this same interest in the films when, you know, basically the Hobbit films are about Bilbo, Gandalf, and a bunch of dwarves for the most part.
Yeah, a very short guy, a very old guy, and, you know, thousands of years old, and 4 foot tall leading males. So mm-hmm. your point is a good one, and contrary to what some people might think, it's been my experience that the Lord of the Rings audience is much more female than male. I would mm-hmm. say a 60-40 ratio. And it sure never does hurt to have a heartthrob in your film. So here comes Thorin Oakenshield, who will, from my understanding, from people who have had a look at the script, Thorin will be a major driving force. There will always be conflict in any movie, and he will be one of the sources of conflict. He's very driven. He wants to, you know, and he should be. It's his, he wants to get back and oust the dragon from his homeland, from his birthright, and maybe cantankerous at times with certain characters. And he's a big, big part of this movie. So we talk about Bilbo and Gandalf as the leads, but Thorin is right there, and he will, the movie's going to hinge on this performance. So they got Richard Armitage. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I've read his name for years, but I've never spoken it aloud. And he's a very good actor, and he's very popular among our fan base. Everyone thought he might be Bard the Bowman, the handsome human. Mm-hmm. Instead, he'll be a 4-foot-tall dwarf. And it is a mystery, and one of the joys of following the production will be to figure out how they put him in dwarf makeup and exactly. a beard and armor and all that. It'll be fun to see, but I bet somehow his good looks are going to shine through.
That's what I'm thinking, and I think that's why they chose him, knowing that they were going to be able to pull it off, and that, you know, there would be a character that, you know, like you said, the female audience, and, you know, would really want to, or not to say want to, but would invariably be drawn to, and, you know, not to say sure. that, you know, that the female fans are simply looking for the beefcake roles or what have you. It's just that...
Well, not at all, but you want to appeal, the stars of any movie, you want to have some connection, and you want them to appeal to you, and if they happen to be good-looking, that's one way to do that, no doubt about it, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's not shallow, it's how the world is.
Exactly, exactly, and